Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour, strong opinions and frayed nerves after a decision not to overturn a high school football playoff loss, despite one team having an ineligible player on the field. Coaches, players, students, and parents from Pleasant Grove High School are protesting. We have two reports, beginning with KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
At least 50 people gathered outside the Utah High School Activities Association offices to protest their decision to only suspend Sky Ridge High's head coach, despite the controversy in their quarterfinal win over Pleasant Grove.
For them to just try to sweep it under the rug doesn't seem fair to the kids, doesn't seem fair to the game.
Alex Caressa is the Pleasant Grove quarterback's coach. He says when this happens, the punishment is almost always a forfeited season, just like for the 2019 Lone Peak High team. Now parents like Angela Peterson are asking the UHSAA to go back on the suspension and do what they believe is right by the kids.
No more us having to take the high road. You guys just do what's right.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The State High School Activities Association has not yet returned our request for a comment. Sports leaders in Utah say in spite of the situation in high school football, sports has the power to bring people together. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell is sitting in on a panel discussion on sports diplomacy.
Danelle Umstead is a Paralympian in alpine skiing. She didn't find sport until she was 29. But like everyone else on the panel discussing how sport bridges social gaps, she has a personal story that goes a lot deeper than just her accomplishments on the international stage. She says it gave her a sense of belonging, something she says she never had growing up with a disability. She runs the Sisters in Sports Foundation, a charity that funds and supports female athletes in Utah. Her message today, sport saves lives and has room for everyone. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
A 16-year-old is in custody after a shooting on Antelope Island's Causeway. Police say just after 1:30 yesterday, they found a 50-year-old man shot about a mile and a half from the Causeway toll booth, and they got him on a helicopter to the hospital. Stephanie Dinsmore with the Davis County Sheriff's Office says the initial call reported a case of road rage.
Stay safe out there. Don't engage with other motorists who seem to potentially have behaviors that you don't know about. Keep going, as tough as that might be.
Dinsmore says the 16-year-old boy allegedly fled and hid in the brush off the causeway. They found him with the help from a helicopter. As of last update, the man who was shot is in stable condition. KSL's top national stories this hour. The White House announcing new efforts today to allow civilians out of Gaza and humanitarian aid in.
We understand that Israel will begin to implement four-hour pauses in areas of northern Gaza each day, with an announcement to be made 3 hours beforehand.
That's White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby. The president today said that it is taking longer than he hoped for Israel's prime minister to follow through with some of his suggestions. A fight over campaign signs in Orem has put a spotlight on a gray area in Utah law. Orem police are investigating whether a city leader was legally justified when she took down a city council candidate's campaign sign. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more.
It all began on Halloween when the Orem Police Department got a complaint that a member of the city's planning commission was taking down someone else's political campaign signs at a local business. The Daily Herald reports that Helena Kleinline says she got a written permission from an employee at that business to take down placards belonging to a city council candidate, and that the candidate didn't have permission to put that sign up in the first place. It was later found that the employee didn't have the authority to give her the go-ahead. Orem City's assistant attorney tells the Herald it's usually property owners and not business owners who get the final say over whether a campaign sign comes down here in Utah. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
It was a fiery third Republican presidential debate, and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley found herself playing a central role. ABC's M. Nguyen has more from Washington.
As we've seen from the previous two Republican primary debates, the candidate most attacked usually gains the most traction, and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley was that person. Things got heated when candidate Vivek Ramaswamy started talking about banning TikTok.
While her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time, so you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Adult daughter. The next generation of Americans are using it. And that's actually the point. You have her supporters propping her up. That's fine. Here's the truth.
You're just
the easy answer.
M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
A bipartisan political movement with ties to a former Utah governor is hoping to provide voters with an alternative in 2024. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman is one of the co-chairs of the group called No Labels. Today, its national director, Joe Cunningham, says No Labels is looking for presidential candidates who are willing and able to work with both sides of the political aisle. Earlier this year, No Labels hinted at plans for a unity campaign in the 2024 race, but stopped short of naming any candidates. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We still have a closure in place southbound Bangor Highway due to a fatal crash in Taylorsville. It's closed at about 4800 South. Until they've completed their investigation, you need to avoid the area and take an alternate route. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Listen to KSL for news to get exactly what you want.
It's a good place to get accurate news.
They do the in-depth,
reliable, balanced, thought-provoking.
Hear the important stories, the stories that affect you.
On KSL News Radio.
Attention smart homeowners, you don't have to fall for flashy promises and companies that don't even prove their work. At Your Service Pros uses third-party verification software called MeasureQuick to ensure your new HVAC system is installed correctly. This ultimate game changer in the HVAC industry lets you, the homeowner, have proof of how your system was installed. At Your Service Pros utilizes our Bluetooth tools to upload all of your system's information into MeasureQuick. We rely on data-driven insights to properly commission, optimize, and fine-tune your HVAC system for peak performance, improving your family's comfort, lowering your utility bills, and extending the life of your HVAC system. With rebates and tax credits available totaling more than $7,500 on a dual fuel heating and cooling system, it is now more important than ever that your HVAC system be installed correctly. So call us today at 801-YOUR-PRO. That's 801-YOUR-PRO. Have the peace of mind of saving up to 50% on your new system and knowing it's installed correctly by calling 801-YOUR-PRO.
Advertising used to be simple. Your options were radio, TV, newspaper, and let's not forget the yellow pages. Now it seems like a tidal wave of options. Podcast, cable TV, streaming, OTT, CTV, audio networks, smart speakers. On top of that, you need digital marketing for your website along with SEM, SEO, display, video, YouTube, email, and all the social media platforms.
Look, you're the expert in your business. Wouldn't it be nice to have an expert to market you? We are Bonneville Salt Lake, the local marketing and media company you know and trust. We reach customers across all digital and social platforms and have the reach of traditional advertising available as well. We find your customer anytime, any place, anywhere, on any device here in Utah or anywhere in the world. We work to optimize your results with our in-house local team of experts, providing you with qualified leads, not just impressions. Contact us at aimyourdigital.com for a free consultation, including a complete digital audit with no obligation or cost to you. We are Bonneville Salt Lake. Your success starts at aimyourdigital.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top stories. Students, parents, and staff at Pleasant Grove High School say their football team should be back in the playoffs after it came out that the team that they lost to used an ineligible player for two games. KSL News Time, 1208. Police say an elderly man has died after a crash on Bangor Highway. The southbound lanes are closed at 5300 South while police respond. We'll get a full update from Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center coming up. Utah has the fourth largest debt increase in the nation. Zions Bank Region President Stephanie Sherrill says one thing that we can do is practice some good old-fashioned financial restraint.
It's really important to make sure that you're not financing a lifestyle that you can't afford. You have to ask yourself, do I really need this item? And if you really feel like it is something that is a need and not just a want, then planning ahead.
Sherrill says if you are in debt, talk to your bank and attack your small debts first. Dozens of protesters raised their voices outside a Washington State Boeing delivery center in protest of the war in Gaza. The group says they were taking part in an international day of action against companies who make weapons or vehicles used in war.
We want Boeing out of the University of Washington and their investments out of our education system. We want to stop profiting off of war.
So far, there has been no comment from Boeing. The Senate Judiciary Committee is debating whether to subpoena people accused of offering lavish trips and perks to Supreme Court justices. Committee Chair Dick Durbin says the court should follow the same ethics rules that other judges have to follow. It's a measure that the Illinois Democrat points out Republicans agreed with in a bill proposed just last year.
To argue we have no constitutional authority to establish ethics standards for the court is to ignore this bipartisan action by this very same committee 1 year ago.
No vote was taken today on that measure. And a federal trial is now underway in San Francisco for the man who was accused of breaking into the home of Nancy Pelosi last year and attacking her husband with a hammer.
In opening statements, prosecutors held up the hammer allegedly used in the attack on Paul Pelosi and described how the attack was carried out. They told jurors David DePapp researched Pelosi's background and address a week before the attack. He took public transit to Pelosi's home, and jurors were shown video of DePapp allegedly trying to break in. They said he roamed around the home, tied up Paul Pelosi in the bathroom, but that Pelosi was able to call 911 and attacked Pelosi when police arrived. Jurors were shown a photo of Paul Pelosi's head in a pool of blood. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Where are those trouble spots, Ricky?
Bangor has two of them. Now, first is the closure of southbound Bangor in Taylorsville, 4800 South, due to the ongoing investigation of a fatal crash. Now, I think they're going to be wrapping that up any minute now. We will keep you posted. As soon as I see cars starting to drive through that area, we will let you know. But then we had the crash with injuries that affected both north and southbound I-15 at Bangor Highway, just north of the SR-201 junction at 1820 South. Now, that's an intersection that gets a lot of activity. And right now, even on the southbound side, crews remain at the intersection to the left. But on the northbound side, the left lane is still blocked. And, Maria, I think I have an update on the southbound closure.
Right.
I think I'm seeing cars drive through right now from the live traffic cameras. Again, southbound Bangor Highway in Taylorsville, 4800 South. We may wait for an official confirmation, but it's looking pretty good so far.
Perfect.
And then southbound I-15, a little bit of heavy and slow traffic going through Layton. Join the Utah Symphony for the greatest classical hits from the 1700s to today. Tickets start at just $21. Get yours today at utahsymphony.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Drier air has filtered into the state today. We're going for a high of 49 degrees with sunny skies. Overnight lows dropping down to the low 30s and upper 20s. For tomorrow, high of 51, but mostly cloudy. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Nice sunshine, 47 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, it takes a village to bring a Trader Joe's to town. At least that's the approach of one Utah city. You'll want to stay tuned. That story coming up on KSL. Streaming at home on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
As the weather turns colder, this is when you need to get those new windows. So call Advanced Window Products. They'll replace your single-pane, rickety old windows with stylish, state-of-the-art double-pane windows with precision frames. You pick the style and color. They're custom-made right here in Salt Lake City. This company is so Utah. It's run by two guys who grew up here, Jake Weber and Utes defensive star Nate Orchard, the mayor of Sacktown with seven NFL seasons under his belt. Great guys, great company, building high-quality windows for 37 years. Unlike other companies, they build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. No middleman. There's Jake, Nate, and their team, and there's you. Saving on the highest quality windows right now before winter. Get $2,000 off 10 windows or more, and they offer 60-month 0% financing. So call Advanced Window Products now. You could have stylish new windows in 8 weeks. 801-850-9100. 801-850-9100 or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
This time of year can be a lot, and it's natural to feel some sadness or anxiety about it. But adding something new and positive to your life can counteract some of those feelings. Therapy can be a bright spot amid all of the stress and change. Something to look forward to make you feel grounded, and to give you the tools to manage everything going on. learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Salt Lake today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Salt Lake, and get 10% off your first month.
Hello, car donation hotline.
Hi, I'd like to donate a car to the Utah Kidney Foundation. Are you in Utah?
Awesome. Let's get some info and we'll send you a tow truck.
But I want my car donation to benefit my neighbor in Farmington who needs a transplant. Are you in Utah?
That's a naw. I'm in SoCal, but you're still donating to charity.
What charity?
Does it matter?
Yes, I want my donation to stay in Utah.
Righteous, dude. You need to call Tow Cars in Utah. Locals only, am I right?
Oh, yeah. I remember Tow Cars with a K like kidney. It's on a billboard somewhere. TOWKARS.ORG. That's it. TowCars.org.
If you'd like your vehicle donation to help Utah kidney patients in the Beehive State, please use the web address on their billboard, TowCars.org, to donate your old car or truck. That's TOWK like kidney, ARS. TowCars.org.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
dozens of parents, coaches, players, and students from Pleasant Grove High School are protesting a decision to uphold the results of a playoff game where they were beaten by a team with an ineligible player on the field. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, a Davis County Sheriff's deputy who has worked with as a canine handler is now facing charges accused of striking or assaulting his dog. He has since been moved to other duties. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
Well, good news for drivers on Bangor Highway. Southbound travel is open again from 4500 South Taylorsville going into Kearns, but we still have the cleanup of the crash on Bangor Highway, both directions, just after the 201 junction. On the northbound side, the left lanes are still blocked at 1820 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic
Sunny
Center.
Sunny skies, but cooler still in place. We'll top out at 49 today. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, sunny and 47 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Gaza, pauses are being put in place to allow civilians safe passage. It follows a month of airstrikes and weeks of ground battles as Israel tries to eliminate Hamas following the Hamas attacks in Israel. Talks are still ongoing to free hundreds of hostages held by Hamas.
The White House said Thursday Israel will begin to implement four-hour pauses in areas of northern Gaza every day starting today, with an announcement made 3 hours ahead of time. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
We've been told by the Israelis that there will be no military operations in these areas over the duration of the pause, and that this process is starting today.
Asked today if he had asked the Israeli prime minister for a three-day pause in strikes on Gaza, President Biden said yes, and that he's asked for an even longer pause. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Happening now in Illinois, President Biden visiting Belleville, northwest of Chicago. He is touting union jobs and meeting with United Auto Workers and leaders at the reopening of a Stellantis plant following the auto strike. An investigation underway into two states after election offices received suspicious envelopes.
Officials in Washington State and in Georgia are acknowledging suspicious envelopes with powdery substances in them have been arriving. Spokane police say one was sent to the Spokane County Elections Office. It was negative for chemical or biological agents and explosives, but it was positive for fentanyl. Police say other offices in Washington State had received similar envelopes. In Georgia, the FBI says letters were sent to ballot counting centers nationwide, including in Atlanta. Alex Stone, ABC News.
If you're thinking about a career in commercial aviation, it's a good time to be a pilot. American Airlines Regional Carrier, PSA, says it's offering $250,000 sign-on bonus for captains who will leave cargo carriers like FedEx and UPS. It comes as UPS is starting to offer buyouts to some pilots due to reduced shipments. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Kaysville is all hands on deck to bring a certain store to town. Even the cheerleaders are involved.
When we say Trader, you say Joe. Trader, Joe. Trader, Joe. When we say
Kaysville Mayor Tamara Tran joined Dave and Dujanovic to talk about it this morning.
Our pitch to them is just that Kaysville is centrally located. It's in the heart of Davis County. Another store, Red Balloon Toy Store, actually opened up in Kaysville near this location where we hope Trader Joe's will be. And they did it because they have a store in Logan and they have stores in Salt Lake. And they just said it's just perfectly centrally located between those two locations. So we feel like Kaysville is great. We actually have a property owner who is reserving their commercial space for Trader Joe's. The property has been vacant for over a year, and they're waiting for Trader Joe's to come and to negotiate that with
them.
And
goodness.
So we feel like Kaysville, we feel like Kaysville is just a really fantastic spot because we have a demographic that supports it. We have Station Park, we have Layton, we have Syracuse that are, you know, emerging cities around us. And so it's just a great, great spot for it.
This is the city's second attempt to bring Trader Joe's to the area. The mayor says if it doesn't work, then they won't try a third time. KSL News Time 1219, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Let's get an update on those slow spots. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, the good news is southbound Bangor Highway is open again, 4500 south from Taylorsville into Kearns. However, north and southbound Bangor Highway at 1820 south, we are still dealing with an earlier accident. Now, the good news is the southbound side has all been cleaned up. This is at 1820 south, but the northbound side is still dealing with left lanes blocked. Traffic is getting by on the far right. Enjoy Utah's beautiful snow and whole family fun with winter tubing at Soldier Hollow in Midway. Experience longer tubing lanes, shorter lines, and more fun. Book your session now at UtahOlympicLegacy.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast, 49 today on the chilly side, but sunny skies. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy as the low pressure system passes by, 51 the high. 55 on Saturday, mostly sunny. Back to sunny skies on Sunday, 59. How about some 60s? Monday, 62, partly cloudy. A mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday, 64 degrees. Back to 63 and mostly cloudy on Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, it's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, 47 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. The Dow now falling about 200 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Tonight at 10 on KSL, pregnant. While pregnant?
How did this even happen?
When a Utah family turned to science to grow their family, the results came with a surprise.
It was very confusing to us.
And a mystery to unravel.
She, what had been a genetic counselor for 25 years, never had had this happen.
New specialist Ashley Moser has their unexpected story.
I don't even know what to tell people.
Getting pregnant while pregnant. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Ooh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
Fall is here, and that means begging local teenagers to rake your leaves for you.
Come on, please.
It means the wondrous smell of your fireplace blazing on a crisp fall night. Only to remember you forgot to open the flue. Yes, fall had its challenges, and one of them might be that fall paint project of yours. But fear not, that's a simple challenge, because you have five-star painting. Five Star Painting is custom home painting from interior to exterior to new construction. Each project manager lives in the area they cover. And Five Star offers free color consultations through Sherwin-Williams, along with free color samples. Plus, if you schedule a free estimate, you'll discover how to turn that into free paint. Visit FiveStarPainting.com and learn about their five-star reviews and overall excellence. FiveStarPainting.com. Remember to contact them about free color samples. Five Star Painting.
You know that what I love more than anything is data-driven results.
And that's what my sort of weight loss journey has been all about. I know you weren't expecting data-driven and weight loss to come in the same space, but that's what sort of weight loss is all about. It's SOTA, state-of-the-art weight loss, and it's science, it's data, and it's results that actually work. I lost 37 pounds in just 90 days. I'm almost 2 years in now. I feel better. I have more energy because I've learned through my coach and nutritionist, our weekly consultations, we've changed the emotional habits in terms of eating. We've actually reframed and recalibrated my body to make sure it's burning the right things for fuel so that I feel better, I look better, I can actually perform and be better. And that's the result that you want. That's the result that we all want. And I'm not the only one getting these kinds of results. There are thousands of people across the country doing exactly the same because it is based on science. As I always say, when it comes to your soda weight loss journey, there's no time to lose. There's only time to win. So start winning. The data and the results don't lie. Check it out at sodaweightloss.com, S-O-T-A, weightloss.com.
KSL News Time 1224. Quantico may no longer be at Quantico. There's controversy over a Biden administration proposal to move the headquarters of the FBI to Maryland.
The accusation leveled by FBI Director Christopher Wray is that the Biden administration official who decided where the Bureau's new headquarters should be had a conflict of interest. In an email obtained by ABC News, Wray tells Bureau staff that career FBI officials preferred a competing site in Springfield, Virginia. But Wray says the political appointee at the General Services Administration previously worked for the Metro Transit Agency that owns the land in Maryland where the new headquarters would be built and lacked impartiality. GSA says beyond being a lower-cost site, a building in Greenbelt, Maryland is more likely than Springfield, Virginia to advance equity. It's in a county that's majority black. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time 1225. Watching Utah's money, Adidas could be in for a tax write-off worth over $300 million because of a shoe once produced by Ye. Now, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West made the Yeezy shoe, one of the most popular in the market for years. Now, Adidas might sell the remaining shoes and donate the returns to groups fighting anti-Semitism. Cirque du Soleil has done shows with themes on the Beatles and the jungle. Now it's mixing up with country music. The new show will debut next July in Nashville, and it's asking for singers and instrumentalists to audition early next month. No Shave November is bringing out mighty mustaches and beards, and Casino.org will award the best one $2,500. The month's end event asks people to put down their razors until December, to raise cancer awareness. Now, Casino.org will choose the best facial hair by selfies, and you can submit those on their website. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 165 points. That's a bit of an improvement, but it's still about 0.5%. It sits at 33,947. The S&P 500 down by 23, and the NASDAQ down by 74 points. We are learning more about the latest weight loss drug coming to pharmacy shelves. Zepbound.
It is for people who are overweight with at least one associated obesity comorbid medical condition. It is not for people who want to lose, a couple of pounds.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. Jennifer Ashton says Zepbound has the same active ingredient as the diabetes drug Mounjaro. We'll update your drive up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
Utah's special election seems much closer this week.
Hard to believe we're into November already.
And we're 1 year away from another presidential election.
Polls find voters are not happy with the front runners from either party.
For wall-to-wall election coverage, we have you covered. Your voice, your vote. 2023 on KSL News Radio.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And what's happening, Ricky?
We had a report of a possible grass fire by the side of the road. This was I-15 in the Sandy area, but I'm not seeing that. And traffic, both north and southbound, moving along pretty well. I have seen an uptick in traffic going westbound, 5400 south. In between, I'm going to say about 20th west over towards Bangor Highway. Again, southbound Bangor Highway open again from the earlier fatal crash investigation at 4800 south. And now on the northbound side of Bangor Highway, we have the final cleanup of the accident at 1820 south. All lanes of travel are open. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Blue skies return to the state of Utah today. High of 49 degrees. Overnight lows will be cold, just below the freezing mark at 30 degrees, partly cloudy. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies as a system passes to the north, high of 51. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 47 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. Governor Spencer Cox and community leaders have updated their plans to get people experiencing homelessness out of the cold this winter. KSL News Radio's Emma Keddington has more.
The latest plan from Governor Cox and other leaders, getting 170 more beds in the West Valley Overflow Shelter. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall said the additions double the number of available beds compared to last winter. Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson says this enlarged capacity is going to help people get out of the cold much earlier than past Salt Lake winters.
Mendenhall says the plan to get temporary micro shelters is still up and running. She says she's encouraged by the progress made so far. The current plan is to get those operational by mid-December. Utah's debt is the fourth largest in the nation, according to WalletHub. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more on how to bring that down.
Zions Bank Region President Stephanie Sherrill says financial self-control is one of your strongest tools to avoid debt. Really ask yourself, do I really need this item? And if you do, plan it out and try not to pay for it with your credit card. Speaking of credit cards, pay more than just the monthly minimum, but if you are in debt, talk to your bank and tackle the small debts first. This will give you the confidence to take on the larger debts.
Senators Mitt Romney and Joe Manchin have joined together to propose a new fiscal stability act aimed at reining in the United States debt. In an interview with CNBC, Romney says that there's more urgency to address our debt than ever before.
But until the American people begin to think about what would happen if this debt continues to rise, why, we're not going to be able to get the job done.
The U.S. is over $33 trillion in debt. Police say an elderly man has died after a crash on Bangor Highway. The southbound lanes are closed at 5300 South while police respond. We'll get a full update with Ricky coming up in just a few minutes. A plan to build small nuclear reactors in southern Idaho to power some Utah cities has been shut down. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says the power cooperative that was pushing the plan didn't get enough support.
Mason Baker, the CEO of Utah Associated Municipal Power Systems, says he's disappointed they couldn't get enough of their member cities to sign up. Still, Baker says they'll keep working on carbon-free sources of power, including wind, solar, and geothermal.
The association provides power to city utilities in Logan, Bountiful, St. George, and more than 40 other cities across the state. Utah voters have glowing things to say about their neighborhood schools in a new survey. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more.
A new poll from the Deseret News and Hinckley Institute of Politics found that 84% of Utah voters were at least somewhat satisfied with their current neighborhood schools. Over half of these respondents say they're extremely satisfied, while only 13% of all the respondents say they're not. Utah Education Association President Renee Pinckney says this fits with the UEA already knows, that parents are happy with public schools, both as centers for learning and community. But it's not just about public schools, as pollsters also asked whether Utahns might be interested in applying for a new legislative incentive worth $8,000 that would go toward parents doing homeschool. A quarter say they would. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories, more questions than answers after the White House announced Israel has agreed to four-hour daily pauses in the fighting in Gaza. ABC's Inez de la Quatera is in Jerusalem with more.
President Biden pushing the Israeli Prime Minister for these pauses just on Monday in that phone call. We know the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, was here in the region also pushing for these pauses to get humanitarian aid into Gaza, to get people out of northern Gaza. But we are starting to hear from the Israelis. They're saying we are already doing this de facto. They say this is not a shift, reiterating that there would be no ceasefire.
The U.S. State Department says the four-hour pause will allow civilians to safely leave Gaza and humanitarian aid to go in. If you were hoping to head to Las Vegas to check out Formula One racing this month, well, you can breathe easy that your plans are still a go.
We have a contract. Thank you.
It was 5:45 in the morning after an all-night negotiating session when workers at the many MGM resorts in Las Vegas, like Mandalay Bay, Bellagio, and Cosmo, came to an agreement with MGM on a new contract deal. It comes one day after their counterparts at Caesars Resorts reached a deal, but there is still no deal for workers at Wynn Resorts. The deadline is Friday morning at 5 a.m. Then everyone from cooks to bartenders and laundry staff say they will walk out at Wynn Resorts. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Ballot counting is resumed in four Washington state counties after they all received envelopes containing white powder. Washington Secretary of State Steve Hobbs says they are probably not the only ones elections officials will receive.
These are acts of terrorism, and I feel assured that unfortunately other counties are going to get this letter.
He also says the state is offering personal protection equipment, PPEs, to election workers. No one was hurt. Authorities say the powder contained trace amounts of fentanyl. First look traffic. What's happening, Ricky?
I think we are back to a quiet noontime drive. Earlier crashes and problems on Bangor Highway have been cleared, and your Valley Freeway traffic is rolling along. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Your friends come here for news and impactful, thought-provoking talk.
Boyd Mathis in the afternoon. I feel like he does a really good job of hitting things from both sides.
Inside Sources with Boyd Mathison from 1 to 3.
In your car at 102.7 FM.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group, financial advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
Choosing the right Medicare plan is a pretty big deal, but it shouldn't be difficult. For many, it comes down to three things: access to the care you want, access to the doctors and hospitals you trust, and to be treated not just as a patient, but a person. That's human care. That's Humana Medicare Advantage. And we're proud University of Utah Health continues to accept Humana's Medicare Advantage plans. Experience the difference human care makes. Consider becoming a Humana Medicare Advantage member today. Call a licensed Humana sales agent, 866-945-4419. See all of the doctors and hospitals in the Humana network at humana.com/network. Providers may also contract with other plans. Other providers are available in our network. Again, the number to call for a licensed Humana sales agent is 866-945-4419.
Gillette Heating and Air Conditioning is offering furnace maintenance for 30% off. Call 385-GET-HEAT today to take advantage of this limited-time offer. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News, recapping our top local story this half hour. Salt Lake's mayor says that there are double the winter overflow beds than the city had last year. We'll continue to follow that story for you here on KSL. KSL News Time, 12:38. The Senate Judiciary Committee is debating whether to subpoena people accused of offering lavish trips and perks to Supreme Court justices. Committee Chair Dick Durbin says the court should follow the same ethics rules that other judges have to follow. It's a measure that the Illinois Democrat points out Republicans agreed with in a bill proposed last year.
To argue we have no constitutional authority to establish ethics standards for the court is to ignore this bipartisan action by this very same committee 1 year ago.
No vote was taken today on the measure. New research shows a relationship between food allergies and heart disease, and one food that carries a much higher risk than others.
University of Virginia researchers building on recent studies showing an association between red meat allergies and a higher risk of heart disease. It turns out it's not just red meat. What they found is that sensitization to at least one food allergen was associated with a significantly higher risk of dying of cardiovascular disease. The association to milk was the strongest, with up to four times the risk. And while those who exhibit allergy symptoms often avoid those foods, there's concern for those whose food allergies are symptom-free but still produce antibodies that increase the heart disease risk. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's been 234 years since Thanksgiving was officially declared a national holiday by President George Washington. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris has some other interesting Thanksgiving facts.
President George Washington was the one who made Thanksgiving a national holiday, but did you know it was Abraham Lincoln who decided Thanksgiving would be observed on the last Thursday in November? And far from the cranberries and turkeys we eat today, on the first Thanksgiving, the Spaniards likely ate a pork and bean stew, sea biscuits, and red wine. I'm KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris.
The rough start to the season continues for the Utah Jazz, who fell 134-118 in Indiana last night. The Jazz are now just 2-7 to start the year. Their next game is an in-season tournament matchup against the Grizzlies tomorrow night at 6. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Let's check in now with Ricky Meese.
Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and looking good. No problems there, but we do have an accident involving either a motorcycle or bike, and I have seen medics pull up, but the camera is not showing the crash itself. This is in Sandy, 90th South at Monroe Street. I'm seeing a lot of slow traffic in the area, so you definitely want to be careful if you're going through that stretch. And it's a hot spot. This is the road that is so close to the I-15 junction, whether you're coming or going from I-15 at 90th South. So keep that in mind. But overall, your Valley Freeways and your main secondaries back to a good drive. Witness the magic of the Nutcracker, opening December 8th with the timeless music of Tchaikovsky, performed live by the Ballet West Orchestra. Tickets at balletwest.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll run a bit below normal today at 49 degrees, but sunny skies. Overnight lows will drop down to around 30 degrees. For tomorrow, 51, mostly cloudy as the system passes by. 55 back to mostly sunny on Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 47 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, the Hollywood actors' strike is over, but its effects in Utah are ongoing. Stay tuned to hear how the state is starting to rebound on KSL, streaming online at kslnewsradio.com and in your car at 102.7 FM. This is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Guys, your promise is your word, right? You stick by it, you live by it. So does Revive Men's Health with our Revive Promise for low T and ED. The Revive Promise means your tests and lab work are free when you begin treatment, and our low T and ED treatments are money back guaranteed. Yes, that's right. We stand behind our treatments and our results. That's our promise to you. Revive Men's Health has successfully helped thousands of men with low T, ED, and sexual health issues since 2011. If you're experiencing symptoms like chronic low energy, less drive, sleep issues, weight gain, poor performance, bad moods, or ED, you need Revive. Don't settle. Get affordable, guaranteed custom low T and ED solutions with lasting results from Salt Lake City's favorite men's clinic. And remember, there are no extra bills when you begin treatment. All labs and tests are free, and your low T and ED treatments are money back guaranteed. Call Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City today to schedule your appointment. Call 801-263-7777.
That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivedMensHealth.com.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Attention smart homeowners. You don't have to fall for flashy promises and companies that don't even prove their work. At Your Service Pros uses third-party verification software called MeasureQuick to ensure your new HVAC system is installed correctly. This ultimate game changer in the HVAC industry lets you, the homeowner, have proof of how your system was installed. At Your Service Pros utilizes our Bluetooth tools to upload all of your system's information into MeasureQuick. We rely on data-driven insights to properly commission, optimize, and fine-tune your HVAC system for peak performance, improving your family's comfort, lowering your utility bills, and extending the life of your HVAC system. With rebates and tax credits available totaling more than $7,500 on a dual-fuel heating and cooling system, it is now more important than ever that your HVAC system be installed correctly. So call us today at 801-YOUR-PRO. That's 801-YOUR-PRO. Have the peace of mind of saving up to 50% on your new system and knowing it's installed correctly by calling 801-YOUR-PRO.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a teen accused of stabbing a fellow student at Copper Hills High School last week now faces a felony charge of assault in the case. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, Utah has the fourth largest debt increase in the nation. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
Backups eastbound 90 is south, and it starts prior to I-15 over to Monroe Street. That's about 150 west, and before you get to State, we have a crash with injuries involving a bike or motorcycle, and emergency crews are still arriving on the scene. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
40s and 50s for the next couple of days, and then we've got some 60s in the forecast. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunshine and 47 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Humanitarian pauses will now be allowed in North Gaza. The White House announcing Israel agreed to the four-hour pauses daily to give civilians safe passage out of the war zone and aid in. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel on the evacuation route.
There will be two humanitarian corridors allowing people to flee the areas of hostilities in the northern part of Gaza.
President Biden, before boarding Air Force One today, says he spoke to Israel's prime minister and has been pushing for the pauses.
It's taking a little longer than I hoped.
President Biden delivered remarks on union jobs in Belvidere, Illinois today, northwest of Chicago, meeting with United Auto Workers at the reopening of the Stellantis plant following the auto strike. Earlier, the president announced in a social media post the first week of open enrollment for the health insurance under the Affordable Care Act has swelled to 1.6 million, a 50% increase, he says, from the same time last year. Enrollment continues through mid-January. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And time now for the KSL In-Depth. Hollywood strike is over and actors are celebrating the deal.
We have a lot of our strike captains on the line that have been close to eviction and have had their only meal of the day be while they're striking. So it has not been easy.
It's such a feeling of joy and of triumph over adversity and not quitting.
President of the Utah Film Commission, Virginia Pierce, spoke to David Dujanovic and says it had some big impacts on the film industry here in Utah.
And here in Utah, it was about $70 million in production that has been on hold, that was supposed to be shooting throughout, you know, late summer, early fall. That means fewer jobs for camera operators, makeup artists, set builders, location scouts, really anyone who works in jobs directly related or really indirectly related to making these shows.
Luckily, Pierce says most of the things that were put on pause will be resuming. That way, Utah's film industry can keep those projects, opportunities, and funds in the state.
I think even although the strike has, you know, mostly ended, it is going to take some time for the production to resume and things to get back to normal. It's kind of a massive puzzle to fit together to ensure the actors can finish up projects they were, you know, they were working on that got halted, and also start new ones they were slated to begin. So I think the impact is going to be felt as we head into the next year, but hopefully it will, you know, pick up after that.
Holiday movie enthusiasts might be worried that they'll be missing those heartwarming films this year, but Pierce says the beloved Christmas movies that are often shot here in Utah usually don't film in the fall, so that they are being released as planned. She says the best Christmas ever was filmed here.
Best Christmas ever was mostly kind of shot in and around Salt Lake and Utah County, but mostly in Payson.
Surprisingly, most holiday movies are shot over the summer. KSL News Time 1249, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. What's happening, Ricky?
We have a really nice drive on I-15, and that's both directions between Ogden and Provo. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways seeing good speeds and no problems. We do have a crash in Sandy. Now, they try to have it out of the main flow of the intersection. This is at 90th South and Monroe Street, which is about 150 West, but because emergency crews have needed access to the scene, we are seeing bigger delays on the eastbound side of 90th South passing the I-15 junction. Many families face food insecurity. You can help by donating to Macy's Harvest of Hope Drive, where proceeds benefit childhood hunger. Now through November 30th, visit any Macy's store or online at macys.com/online to donate. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast. Can you believe 60s are back in the 7-day? We start with 40s today, high of 49, sunny skies. It'll feel a little bit chilly. 51 tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. 55 and mostly sunny on Saturday. Sunday, not a bad day. 59, sunny skies. Partly cloudy and 62 for your Monday. We do have passing clouds, but peaks of blue on Tuesday. 64 degrees for your high. Wednesday, 63 and mostly cloudy. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And it's a beautiful day. Sunny 47 degrees downtown. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Ooh, the market's not so beautiful today. Seeing a lot of negative numbers. Right now, the Dow is down by 221 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send a thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey. Where do you want it to be?
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, you know, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
You need a mortgage, so
press 1 if you're purchasing a home. Press 2 if this is a home refinance. Press 3 if you need cash back. Your call is important to us. Wait time is 20 minutes. Wait time is 20 minutes.
This is not a great way to begin a home mortgage loan. Pressing buttons, hoping that you'll end up with an actual experienced loan officer is not a smart way to start. Often it brings higher rates, higher costs, and long closing times. On the other hand, you can call Loans by Rick and speak directly to Rick, a mortgage lender that has closed thousands of loans since 2002. Rick will pick up your call every time, and you only talk to Rick, not up in one or two or three. Fast closing in 12 to 22 days from submission to clear to close with low rates and low closing costs. Call Loans by Rick at 801-809-SAVE. That's 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179 and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106 are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
Tonight at 10 on KSL, Pregnant While Pregnant?
How did this even happen?
When a Utah family turned to science to grow their family, the results came with a surprise.
It was very confusing to us.
And a mystery to unravel.
She, what had been a genetic counselor for 25 years, never had had this happen.
New specialist Ashley Moser has their unexpected story.
I don't even know what to tell people.
Getting Pregnant While Pregnant, tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
Utah Symphony's Film and Concert Series delivers full-feature films on the big screen as the orchestra plays the soundtrack live. Tickets on sale now at utahsymphony.org.
KSL News Time, 12:54. Dozens of protesters took aim at Boeing this week, accusing the company of targeting Palestinians through the weapons and aircraft that it produces. They rallied outside the company's delivery center near Seattle as part of what organizers call an International Day of Action against companies providing military systems in the war between Israel and Hamas.
We're here in front of the Boeing Military Delivery Center in Tukwila to expose Boeing as a weapons company that is profiting directly off the deaths, off the genocide of Palestinians.
Boeing has not yet issued a response to the protest or the accusations. Watching Utah's money, the financial ministers for the U.S. and China are setting up a potential meeting between President Biden and President Xi Jinping. Now, the White House is keeping the bar low of what could come out of such a meeting, but the plan is to discuss economic competition between the two heavyweights. Senator Mitt Romney made it on Jeopardy in the form of a question. Contestant Emily Sands won $600 by correctly identifying Romney as the man who said he was proud of the fact that he pays a lot of taxes. She won that round. Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted fiduciary advisors. The era of electrification needs an unexpected supply, tall trees. Renewable energy from the sun and the wind will still need to travel the old school way through wires, and that means future electric grids will need a forest of power poles. And your money at this moment. The Dow is down by 234 points, sitting at 33,880. S&P 500 down by 36, and the NASDAQ gets down by 125 points. Residents in Kaysville want Trader Joe's to come to their city, and they'll do just about anything to get it. Mayor Tammy Tran says many people are submitting location requests to Trader Joe's to try to entice the grocery store to look further north in Utah than Salt Lake City.
In their request, people will send me a screenshot of, hey, this is what I said. These are the reasons why I said Kaysville is a great location. These are the things that I like to buy at Trader Joe's.
Tran says they haven't heard back from the Trader Joe's, but they aren't giving up anytime soon.